"Remember what I told you, Lenny," she hollers out the open window. "I've never driven a manual before, and I don't want to start now. It's too much extra work."
"It's a cinch, honey," Lenny says. "Nothing to it. You'll see."
"But I just don't understand this clutch thingy. I mean, I've only got 2 feet. How can I be working 3 pedals at once?"
"You don't work 3 at once."
Lenny stands and slams the hood shut. He wipes his hands on a handkerchief dug free from his pants pocket.
"Listen, honey, I'll teach you everything you need to know to drive it. Once you got the hang of it, you'll love it."
She frowns. She closes up the lipstick tube and drops it in her purse.
"Yeah, well, you've got to promise me you won't yell if I make a mistake."
Her freshly painted bottom lip pokes out in a respectable pout.
"Oh, honey, you know I'd never yell at the most beautiful woman in the world," he says.
Newlyweds, I'm guessing, or else this guy just really wants this car. He leans in through the open window and kisses her.
"What do you say, sweetie? Shall we take her home?"
From her smile, I assume he's won her over.
"I guess she would look pretty sitting in the garage."
The man lets go a whoop.
"Now you're talking,"
he says, slapping the roof happily with his open palm. He helps his wife out of the car and kisses her again as though I'm not standing right there, awaiting their decision, with one arm around his young wife's shoulder, and looking as though he's just won the grand prize on Let's Make a Deal, he turns to me and says,
"Where do I sign?"